him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. I want to talk to you for just a few minutes. In verse 12, we see that there are 10 lepers, 10 men, lepers. Leprosy is often used as a type, a picture, a shadow of sin. But maybe tonight that's not your case, but there's something that, like these men, has you standing far off from Jesus. You're not close. You're standing far away. But then in verse 13, they called out to him, Jesus, have mercy on us. So oftentimes I share with you, I want you to fully grasp and understand the difference in grace and mercy. God's grace, as we know, is him giving you something that you do not deserve, such as salvation and forgiveness of sins, blessings, peace, joy. Because none of us deserve those things of our own merit. But his mercy is his not giving you what you do deserve. That's why so oftentimes, as we see in the Bible, people cried out for him to have mercy on them. Tonight, there's really not a person in this room that doesn't need to cry out for the mercy of God. Don't give me what I deserve. Lord, I need grace. And I don't need what I deserve. Thirdly, we see in verse 14 where Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Now here is the high priest, Jesus, telling them to go show themselves to the priest. See, Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. He came to fulfill it. And he knew that for those lepers, that he knew that the lepers had to be pronounced clean by the priest. So he told them to go to the priest. Go to the, in our case, come to the high priest, Jesus. Cry out to him, as the song said, and allow him to pronounce us clean by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Because as we sang earlier, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing else can cleanse us but the blood. The blood. Then we see their obedience. And that they, in verse 14, it says they got up as they went. God wants his children to be obedient children. We need to learn to be doers of the word, not hearers only. You see, most of us in this room today, we know enough of the word. If we never hear another sermon, if we did only what we know to do, we could produce fruit for the kingdom of God. We could do great things for God. But our not doing what we know we should do causes us to carry sins of omission, not doing what we know God's told us to do. Then we see also in verse 14 where the miracle takes place. You see, as they obeyed what God said and as they went, Scripture says they were healed. Obedience produces results. Obedience to the word of God produces results in your life. But so many of us are disobedient children, and he doesn't want us to be like that. Verse 15, one of them turned and glorified God and gave thanks. And in verse 19, it says he's made whole by his faith and by his thankfulness. Now here we are in Thanksgiving season. And so oftentimes we take so many of the blessings that God has bestowed upon us for granted. And we're that generation that we're unthankful. We're in a mentality in the world that we live in that everybody owes us everything. When we need to learn to be thankful for just another day of life. Now, I assure you, if you don't have two nickels to rub together, you can still find something to be thankful for. And I want to encourage us tonight, Open Range, to be a thankful people. Walk in an appreciation for God and His love for us and His mercy and for His provisions and for His peace, the things that He provides that money can't buy. And to be thankful for the many things that He's done in our life and the things that He's going to do in our life so that we can be whole, spirit, mind, soul, and body. I'm going to go get them and bring them in. Josh has a 2-minute clip. We had an opportunity this afternoon to baptize a lady that didn't want to do it tonight because she was going to have extra help getting in the tank and those kinds of things. And it's about 2 minutes long, and we'll be back. And if we're not back when that's done, guys, bless us with another song, will you?
You know that since you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, that you're already saved. What this is doing is you're just following His example. This is symbolically saying that you're burying the old man, or the old woman, I should say, and that you're rising in Christ to serve Him however many days you have left on this earth.
I
believe that.
You know, I pray for God to take me home before I get married. I give up, and Melanie kept telling me, you can't do that,
Melanie. No.
But I was...
Here's what I'd say to you, and I talked to a lot of people that are really ready to go home. And I said, why don't you let God be God? He's got your day's number. And when He's ready for you to come home, He'll bring you home. But until then, while you're here on this earth, you do the best you can, pray for us, and give us good advice for things you've learned over the years. And
that's what she told me.
We'll let God be God.
She says, Mama, God's not ready yet.
That's right. He's still working on the mansion, probably. He hasn't quite got it ready. He'll bring me home when He gets finished with it.
Well, I hope
he'll be in the next minute. He will. He was a carpenter on this earth, too. Well, Miss McKenzie, because you've already said that you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, it's my pleasure to follow Matthew 28 and Acts 3, where it says, baptize in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And this I do as a baptizer of Jesus.